From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Lawrence Stanforth and Mallory Monette are reporting for the Times Union that Albany Episcopal Dais Bishop Reverend William H. Love issued an edict November the 10th banning the marriage of same-sex couples in the diocese churches. Love said in a statement the church has been, and I quote, hijacked, end quote, by what he calls the gay rights agenda, and that, and I quote, Satan is having a heyday bringing division into the church, end quote. Love's pastoral directive comes 3 weeks before a resolution goes into effect that will allow same-sex marriages to be performed in Episcopal churches nationwide. Love cited portions of the Old and New Testaments to argue that God specifically designed marriage to be between a man and a woman, and that Scripture directs that sexual relationships between same-sex couples are, and I quote, sinful and forbidden, end quote. Some local Episcopalians strongly disagree with the bishop's letter. While the letter was being read at St. Andrew's in Albany this weekend, some parishioners gathered on the church steps to burn the letter. The Reverend J. Nixon McMillan at St. Paul's Episcopal Church in Albany declined to comment. Other local clergy could not be reached for comment. In July, the bishop issued a directive that does not make same-sex marriage part of the official theology of the church, but allows clergy to conduct same-sex marriage even if a local bishop disapproves by inviting another bishop to oversee the service so congregants can marry in their parish home. Love's directive says those rights, and I quote, shall not be used anywhere in the Diocese of Albany or by diocesan clergy, end quote. Read the full story in the Times Union. The Greenville Pioneers reporting that the Cairo-Durham Board of Education is looking for someone to fill the seat recently vacated by Dean Pechtel. Pechtel resigned for personal reasons before the end of the term. The board's pending appointment will be temporary and will expire on May 21, 2019. The appointee can choose to run for election, and if elected, they would serve through June 20, 2020. Those interested in serving on the board are asked to send a letter of interest to Bridget Agostinoni, board clerk, care of the school district at P.O. Box 780 in Cairo, New York, 12413. The deadline for submissions is Tuesday, November 13th. Candidates who submit a letter of interest are expected to attend the first portion of the board meeting Thursday, November 15th, in the High School Media Center. The board intends to appoint the interim member that night. Read the full story in the Greenville Pioneer. The Daily Freeman is reporting more than $372 million in home energy assistance is available to help older adults and low-middle-income residents heat their homes this winter. Applications for the Home Energy Assistance Program will be accepted by local departments of social services beginning on Tuesday, November 13th. A household can receive a one-time regular heat benefit of up to $726 if they are eligible. Eligibility is based on income, household size, and how the home is heated. A family of four can have a household income of up to $55,178 a year, or nearly $4,600 a month, and still qualify for help. Applications are accepted at local departments of social service and online at mybenefits.ny.gov. Beginning January 2nd, households that have already received assistance may qualify for a one-time emergency heat benefit. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, wgxc.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.